This is 90.3 KEXP and KEXP.org. I'm John Richards, host of The Morning Show, and very happy to be here later in the day to host Fantagram. It's great to see you again.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, yeah. Thanks for taking the time, as always. You are definitely friends of family of the station, really, I should say. So thanks for coming here today. And we'd love to hear some music if you're ready.
Yes, we've got some songs for you.
One, two, three, four.
90.3 KEXP Fantagram session here at KEXP Studios. It is so good to see you guys again. And that song, when I first heard it, I remember thinking, that is going to go with so many things that I'm going to play. It just crosses over to so many different genres and like other music you can segue it with. It's just
Thank
like
you.
The perfect song. And the other thing was, if you don't, see like a little X right there. If you don't listen to that song loud, I think there's something wrong.
There's something wrong with you.
That's a loud song. There's definitely something wrong. You
the
have to turn it up.
Louder the better, for sure.
It doesn't matter if you're at work or anything else.
Yeah.
So you've been up with us, and it's funny, we mentioned this at the beginning, but you've played about, I think, four sessions with us, everywhere from Portland to our Bumber Shoot to our VIP show, which I really appreciate you guys doing. We all do.
Yeah.
And the first one, which was over at the Cutting Room Studios.
Yes.
Five years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
You were on the morning show. I know.
That was a long time ago.
It
was right after our first U.S. tour. We opened up for the School of Seven Bells, and we toured in a Prius. It was just the two of us. And I remember that was our home stretch.
Yeah.
And we were very nervous. It was a really exciting thing for us, and we're really happy to be a part of KEXP.
Well, to watch you guys and the success you've had and the amount of people who know who Fantagram are, it's just great. We just love it. Like I said, you guys are family. And so when we see that more and more people are hearing your music and seeing you, it's just awesome for us. And I'm sure even more awesome for you as you're, filling more and more clubs and more and more people are seeing you. Is it, when you started Fantagram, when you were making music, when you were just getting going, was there certain things on a list, but were you hoping like, oh, if we could just play this room or we play this city, was that your goal at the time? Were there bigger aspirations?
Yeah. I think when we started, like around the time we started, we wanted to just be able to travel and do a lot of things. And it's Sarah's first band. And I was like, you know, if we work really, really hard, hopefully like we can tour and see different cities and do cool things. And now we get to do it for a living. And it's pretty amazing. Things kind of happen a lot faster than I expected, even though like we've been touring for so long.
Right.
I was like, well, you know, maybe we'll get like an indie label deal in like 5 or 6 years. And that'll be cool. But, it's been an amazing ride.
So when you've already, you sort of achieved what you thought you could maybe as this band, or what is, I'd say, on average, a lot of bands can't make a living this, actually more than average.
Yeah.
So once you've achieved that, it's got to feel pretty good to just keep moving forward, to not know what's next.
Yeah, it's great. I'm loving it.
That's good.
We're all loving it. And these dudes over here.
Yeah, quick introductions too. We have, for at least for me, new people in the room here in Vanity.
We've got Chris Carhart on drums, and we've got Nick Shellestack on sample synths and guitars.
And how long have they been part of the club?
Almost a year now.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you guys find them? They find you?
Yeah, we met Nick when he played in Exit Music. We did a tour with those guys maybe a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris is one of my very good friends from college that we asked for him to try out, and it worked out really well. So it dynamically live is it's a lot different if you haven't seen us, since we used to play as a two-piece. We're a little bit more powerful live. It's pretty fun.
When did you know you wanted to go from two to four? Was there a point when you were playing live or in the studio, or what was it?
Yeah, I think when we first sculpted the idea of Fantagram, we were playing a lot of shows with hip-hop artists. So
yeah,
that was kind of the vibe we were doing, because a lot of the people playing were just like DJs and MC. And, you know, I was into making beats, and we were like playing guitar and singing on top of beats. But over time, as we were touring and playing in front of bigger audiences, we just wanted to bring the energy level up more. In making voices, we had a lot of ideas for other players in mind. So it's great to have four people on stage now to balance everything out.
And you wanted them in the band. It wasn't going to be just people coming in and contributing. You wanted to make sure it was a cohesive unit making the record. And
yeah, well, Sarah and I both did the record.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are definitely a great addition to the live act. Like, we didn't have them in the band when we were recording voices.
But you knew they'd be there.
I did. Yeah. I did.
When you ask an old friend to try out for the band, is that, you've got to know a little bit ahead of time, pretty sure he's going to make it, or this is going to be awkward.
Yes, it was more of Josh's choice. I wanted him, because I knew he was an amazing drummer, and he's probably one of the coolest people you'll ever meet. Super nice and down to earth. And it goes a long way when you're on tour,
absolutely,
when you're touring with people. So
yeah, I didn't think he was going to be any good because, oh, your friend. Great.
I got a buddy.
He's going to suck.
Yeah.
But,
be great.
Okay.
But,
here we go.
Yeah.
Kind of
Joe
like
Schmo
when
over here. But yeah, he's great. And with Nick, I just asked him because he stopped playing in Exit Music. I asked him if he wanted to just like play with us, and he showed up and knew every song on both guitar and synth. So it was kind of a no-brainer. We're like, all right, you're in, bro. And
he used the word bro, too.
Did he use? Yeah. I want to know if you specifically
said
bro. Don't
tase me, bro.
He uses it too much.
So when you are all out on the road and you started playing smaller clubs and you have people showing up, and I'm sure some of the same faces were showing up, and loyalty is definitely a part of your audience. From what I've seen, just from listeners requesting and responding to the album, I can only imagine on tour what that's like.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing thing because we started touring and we played in front of five people, and, you know, those five people told their five friends, and we've been wanting to since day one to build Fantagram organically as possible, because we just wanted our fans to. We didn't want to just be a flash in the pan.
Right.
If you got this crazy, you know, best new music or whatever, sometimes that can happen to bands, and we wanted it to grow stronger, and it has. I mean, it's totally. People come to our shows now. We're getting played on more radio stations, but we also have the true fans that are. I mean, they go crazy at our shows. I can't believe it sometimes. Like, they're just going nuts. Mm-hmm. It's so fun to see
when it's growing like it does too, and you see yourself getting more play elsewhere, and you see the effects of that, and you see success in that. Do you feel that creep coming in at all when creatively that we have people to answer to now, or are you able to keep your vibe going and keep insulated from that?
Yeah, I mean, there were times, especially in making Voices, that it did occur to us that this was going to be for, like, people were actually going to hear this.
Yeah.
But we had to, like, just get over that. That was something that was kind of vibing us out for, you know, the first week or two in writing the record. And then once we got rid of that, we just were like, all right, let's make music that we like, that we want to hear, because obviously something is going right for us and people do like it. So let's just go with our gut. And we ended up making a record in a very natural way, the same way we did Eyelid Movies, only we have fans.
Yeah.
This time we have fans.
Yeah.
Well, it's the most played album of my show so far this year.
Thank you.
And easily at the top of my list of best albums. It is so good.
Thank you very much.
I plan on continuing to play because it's just a solid album beginning to end. And again, we thank you guys for taking the time each time you're near a KXP thing and you come by, so we appreciate it very much.
Well, we appreciate you guys.
Yeah, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm already looking forward to the next album. I'm already like, okay, what are these guys do? There'll be six piece.
Yes, and
now you have even more fans who are going to be listening, but I can't wish you enough success in the future. So
thank you.
It is something to look forward to. And you play a couple more songs for us?
Yes.
I'm assuming from said record?
Yes.
Yeah, this next song is called Fall in Love.
It's KEXP Fanagram here in the studios of KEXP, sounding great. I think have one more for us, if
yes,
you are ready.
I do. It's called Howling at the Moon. KEXP Fanagram here in the studios of KEXP. Thank you so much. God, you sound as great as ever. Maybe even the best ever, I think, from all the many sessions. Hopefully it's not 5 years again before I see you guys. In between all the sessions you do with us throughout the country, I look forward to whatever the next one brings. Good luck, continued luck on the tour. You just keep going. Yep.
Is there an end date for touring, or is it just keep going?
No end date. Sorry, guys.
And you may have one, and then pretty soon you're looking ahead two more end dates. Do you have the ability to say we need to stop and rest? Or are you guys just good?
We're allowed to, but
you haven't wanted to?
We don't allow ourselves, I think. I don't there's something wrong
Something wrong with you. Yeah. Well, then we'll see you when this tour continues in 2018. When you stop by our new home by then. Yep. So thank you again for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you to all the KXP staff involved in this session as well. This is listener-powered KEXP.